Hi, welcome to the EOL. That's short for Economics of Love. And this is our first podcast. My name is Rick Still, and I've been studying the EOL for over 10 years. There's a lot to cover, but first, I want to lay the groundwork with a topic I call social media and the power of comfortable. So I walk into my church, and a smiling man I've seen a dozen times shakes my hand. He seems nice, but I don't know his name. The lobby is packed, and I don't know their names either. I'm guessing many, if not most, in this large group of people are feeling like I do, alone. I'd like to know the greeter's name, but stopping to ask is uncomfortable, so I don't. I'd rather feel alone than feel uncomfortable. Human nature is all about making self comfortable. It's not a sin to love comfort, but our comfort level has four settings: pain or pleasure, now or later. The default set by God before Eve sinned was a little pain now, he said no to the fruit, nearly maximum pleasure forever. She could have stayed in the garden. Eve changed the default for all of us to maximum pleasure now. Thanks to Eve, our programmed response in nearly any situation is to avoid discomfort at all costs. Fast forward to the 21st century and back to my story. Why did I feel alone? Because I had left my comfort level in default mode, maximum pleasure now. I avoided the small discomfort of learning names. It didn't occur to me that learning a name was an act of love. Loving others at the cost of discomfort doesn't come naturally. It has to be taught. That's where the church comes in. We're like sponges. We're built to absorb love, and a good church needs to manifest an atmosphere of love for us to absorb. But like a sponge, we need to be squeezed for love to be released. I needed to first be taught, then reminded that learning the church greeter's name is an act of love. With that knowledge, I'm squeezed by the Holy Spirit to ask. And by the way, his name is Brian. In Luke 10:27, God has to tell us to love him more than self. He has to tell us to have the same love for others that we have for ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 16:14, God has to tell us that everything we do must be done in love. In Romans 13:8, God has to tell us that we owe everyone a debt of love. And finally, in 1 Corinthians 13, God has to tell us that nothing has value without love. And the church has to constantly echo that message until every motive, every attitude, every thought, every word, and every action is saturated in love. It also needs to provide opportunities to express that love within the congregation and beyond. Now, social media has a very different message. It has learned to capitalize on our default setting. The message of media is simple: give us your attention and we will give you maximum pleasure in every moment. But every moment given to media is a moment stolen from the neighbor God tells us to love. There is also a very slippery slope behind the media's pleasure message. Choosing to maximize pleasure, can create an addiction where comfort becomes our God. And our comfort God doesn't love us. It controls us and turns a healthy love of self into selfish love. Selfish love is a love barrier. And love has to flow through us for God's love to remain in us. See, once it stops, it's no longer God's love. It belongs to the comfort that is controlling us at that time. Fear of discomfort stops the flow of love and steals our self-control. A society captured by a maximum pleasure now mentality is easily led. Today, for identity converts, the call to express their authentic self is a virtue signal to justify their dive into a pleasure world of self-indulgence. The god of comfort exacts a high price for loyalty. Group identity can make self-destruction feel good. And a society that is easily led is easily destroyed. On the other hand, love, as it moves from person to person, heals and regenerates. See, technology is not the devil. It can spread love and restoration as easily as destruction. Social media has immense power for good if it's put to good use. The same technology that builds a wall between neighbors can be a door to friendship. Digital barriers can be broken down digitally. EOL offers a private church-controlled media site. It can help reduce the discomfort of getting to know people by sharing common interests. Discomfort is buried under the joy of meeting somebody who actually knows who Honus Wagner is or likes eating vinegar on spinach. The Economics of Love Project uses the platform to train the distribution of love through mutual interests, group activities, and the God-giving desire to help a neighbor. It's designed to uncover hidden talents and shared passions that belong to that nameless hand we shake every Sunday. The website helps make love intentional. It provides a place for the Holy Spirit to squeeze out the love that belongs to our neighbor. It primes the pump for love to flow from person to person, church to church, throughout the body of Christ, into our national economy and around the world. The starting point for the economics of love. Until next time, this is Rick Still from the EOL Podcast, signing off.